Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case called Field versus Palmdale. That's the case where the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that a public school can teach students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, and that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. The plain fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not like to take parents' rights cases and consistently refuses them. This is an outrage because over the last 2 years, five federal circuits have handed down anti-parent decisions that uphold the alleged right of the public schools to teach students whatever information it wishes to provide. Let me list these cases for you. Federal courts upheld the right of public schools to indoctrinate students in the Muslim religion and practices, to force students to watch a one-hour pro-homosexual video, to force students to attend a program advocating homosexual conduct that used minors in sexually suggestive skits, to censor any mention of intelligent design, to use classroom materials that parents consider pornographic, to force students to answer nosy questionnaires with suggestive questions about sex, drugs, and suicide, and to deny a divorced father's right to get his son's school records. The courts upheld the public schools in prohibiting an anti-gay T-shirt, but ordered a school to permit a very offensive anti-Bush T-shirt. These cases are parents' rights issues and culture issues. Public schools are censoring views that do not conform to the diversity multiculturalism ideology. Years ago, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional right of any school child to refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But in these recent cases, neither school nor court offered any child or parent the right to opt out of any of these offensive programs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on what to look for in your child's classroom materials, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Parents Evaluate Textbooks Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man whose friends tell him he's like a barbed wire fence. He may be a little rusty, but he has a lot of good points. Gary Brownfield!
Hey, hello there. Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, at least once in a while. You know, every day we seems like something new comes up, and I think, who thinks of all this? You know, there's more of them than there are of us. And I'm talking about there's more people work for the government than work in... I saw just the other day where... And CNN, and they carried a pretty good story, did a good job with it, I thought, because it sounded like something that I would do. But they talked about the economy, and they talked about... And they showed Bush saying, you know, we just have 5% unemployment and all that, and how many jobs are created. And then it went on to say that practically all the created jobs, I mean almost all of them, that they're bragging about were low-paying jobs, either in food, fast food restaurants, and government. The government is the biggest employer that we have today. So there's more of them than there is of us. And they don't have anything to do but sit around in front of their computers. We used to say in front of their typewriters and file their fingernails. Well, that's all over with now. They sit around in front of computers and they just think, now, what can we do to harass the general public? North Carolina, and I have a son in North Carolina, and he was home during the Christmas time of the year. And he was talking about how serious a drought is in North Carolina. And the farmers just have had a drastic time. Now, since then, Jay said they had a big rain that actually flooded some areas where he is. Now, whether that was the case all over the state or not, I don't know. But North Carolina has had a drought, and they didn't get much hay put up in North Carolina this year. And so the government is going to bring hay in from other states. And farmers can buy that hay, but I guess a farmer could, if he wanted to, go somewhere else and get it bought. But hey, the Department of Agriculture, as I said, they don't have a thing to do except sit in their little cubicle there in front of their computer and twiddle their thumbs. We used to sit around, the old timers didn't have anything to do, they sharpened their pocket knives. But today nobody has pocket knives because they're politically incorrect. But by the way, we do have pocket knives that we are we have on the market. You can go to our, what do you call that, Jeff? You might give us
it's a website. They're $40 each. There's full-color photographs there on dairybrownfield.com.
Right, and they're they talk about happy trails, and they have...
They're sharp and shiny.
They are sharp. They are sharp. But anyway, here these people are in North Carolina sitting in an air-conditioned office, and they think, now, what can we do to harass the public? So they go out and they make contracts with these hay providers from other parts of the country where they didn't have a drought. Now they have all this hay coming in, all right? Now, here's what the farmers find out. Here's the little thing that's on their website. If you want to buy hay through the Department of Agriculture, hay buyers must have a North Carolina farm identification, premise identification number. If you do not have one, download the registration from the PDF file. Fill it out and bring it in with you to the distribution site. This will start the farm ID registration process and qualify you to purchase your hay. Now, this is a voluntary program, but, you know, it's voluntary, all right. But you're not going to get to buy any hay from us if you don't have a ID number. The person that sent me this says, caring for the farmer during the drought. North Carolina is really doing their job. When emergency hay was to be delivered to the state to help offset the hay shortages due to the drought, we knew we were going to have to pay a premium price for this hay, but now they're saying we cannot buy it without an NAIS farm premise ID. No one even bothered to let us know about this requirement until the hay was delivered and everyone was in a scramble to buy. This is not what voluntary means in a free, equal society. Yeah, it does. You just haven't read the government dictionary. They change words on us. He says, I was not a vociferous opponent of NAIS in the past, but that is no longer the case. People, I think surely Americans are going to wake up and say, no, we're not going to do this. See, I'd sell cattle before I would ever sign one of these things. In fact, that's kind of what I'm doing. I don't know. But they, like I said, they have nothing else to do but sit around and just see what they can do to harass the general public. Now, I don't know that this is true, but it sounds true. And a lot of things sound true when they're not. Usually when you get this sort of information, they're partially correct. But this fellow, and like I say, it's not one of my regular news contributors. I was talking to a traveler that told me he was returning from a trip to Yellowstone, and outside the gate was a sign, Yellowstone Park, property of the World Bank. Now, I wish he would have sent a picture of that. I don't know. Don't know whether it's true or not. But he goes on to say, I found this hard to believe. And so I Googled it and found your article. You have evidently done your homework. Speaking of my article, we are slaves of foreigners. And I did an article talking about how the World Bank and the Monetary Fund is wanting to collateralize its loans and doing it through these premises ID and through the World Heritage Sites, etc. And he found that on the Internet. Anyway, I don't know if that's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, I didn't realize it's been 14 years ago since our great and wonderful Congress passed NAFTA. And it was, of course, gone into, it's a treaty now, and as of January the 1st, 2008, and that was just last week, the North American Free Trade Agreement is now fully implemented. Well, I thought the thing was implemented to start with, but anyway, this opens a historic new chapter in one of the most successful trade agreements in our history. Now, you explain that to the people that have lost their jobs because of the great sucking sound as the manufacturing jobs left this nation. You explain that to the people that were supposed to be exporting so much more product from this country that no longer even has a job. But that's the story that you and I know. The story that we're supposed to know is, this has opened a historic new chapter in one of the most successful trade agreements in our history. Since its inception in 1994, NAFTA has been a remarkable success story for all three partners. Now, let's realize that includes Canada and Mexico, along with the United States. It has contributed to significant increases in agricultural trade and investment between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and has benefited farmers, ranchers, and consumers throughout America. Well, that's why you consumers that are listening, that's why your food prices are so much cheaper now than they were before NAFTA. The farmers are making a lot more money, and actually the food isn't costing you as much, right? Well, that's what the government wants us to believe. The people that are, and they give some figures here. Let me give you the figures, and then I'll explain part of this. In 1994, our combined agriculture exports to Canada and Mexico totaled $10.1 billion. They're expected to reach $28 billion this year. Now, remember 14 years ago, the dollar was probably two-thirds better than it is today. So if that's the case, we've gained nothing, all right? Anyway, since the agreement's implementation, two-way agricultural trade between the United States and Canada has risen from $10.4 to $30 billion. Between the United States and Mexico, this trade has risen from $5.9 to $24 billion. And they talk about how this has helped the farmers and the ranchers and the consumers. Do you know of any farmers or ranchers that are better off today because of NAFTA? Do you know of any consumers that are better off today because of NAFTA?
Do you know any politicians that are better off today?
I'd say there's a gob and a bunch, but I'll tell you who's really better off, and that's the multinational corporations. They're the ones that are raking in the big bucks at the price of, they're doing business. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
775-2400 or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. And we have returned. Now back to this NAFTA thing. Hey, this has been the most successful trade agreement in our history. It's benefited the farmers, the ranchers, as consumers. Hey, we're all getting rich over this thing. It's great and wonderful. According to the administration, I watched, this little thing I mentioned earlier, I watched Bush on CNN, and they did this thing on the economy. And he said, oh, there are a few storm clouds, but hey, everything's great, it's going to be all right. And you know, the funny thing is, that is exactly, not word for word perhaps, I'd have to go back and look, But you can find out exactly what Herbert Hoover said just before the crash of 29. But he was preaching the same song. Anyway, let's go on with this NAFTA thing. In this hemisphere, now realize I am getting my information from the United States Department of Agriculture's Office of Communications in Washington, D.C. Here's what they're telling me, and I'm supposed to believe it. In this hemisphere, the positive lessons from NAFTA have helped facilitate the move toward the free flow of jobs from this nation to foreign countries. No, that's not what it says. I was reading between the lines there. In this hemisphere, the positive lessons from NAFTA have helped facilitate the move toward the free flow of agricultural products between an ever-expanding number of countries. I recently concluded trade agreements with Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Peru, and pending congressional approval, which those dummies will do, Colombia and Panama. Now, let me give you a little background on this thing, where we're going to all of these Central and South American countries. Bush would have had in operation today, if it had not been for Hugo Chavez, he would have had in operation the FTAA, the Free Trade of the Americas, okay? Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, which would have taken in all this. Hugo Chavez says, no, we're not going to do that. And if you'll notice, Venezuela is not in this list. But he got a lot of these other Central and South American countries behind him, and it squashed Bush's plan to put this whole thing under a NAFTA agreement, a NAFTA-type agreement. See, he wanted everything from Canada right on down to the tip of South America in this same kind of an agreement. Hugo Chavez put the quadessence on that thing. It never happened. And that's one of the reasons Bush hates him so bad. You can hit the news media. I don't know. I don't know Hugo. I'd like to meet him, but I never have. I guess we buy some of his gasoline because doesn't he own the Citgo stations? I think he does here in this country. But he certainly knows more about trade agreements than do our own politicians. Anyhow, so much for that. All these countries now, let me give you again a little rundown on them. Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Peru, and eventually Colombia and Panama will strengthen democratic institutions, strip away barriers of trade, eliminate tariffs, open markets, and promote investment, economic growth, and opportunity for everybody. With the full implementation of NAFTA, the last remaining trade restrictions on a handful of agricultural commodities, such as U.S. exports to Mexico of corn, dry edible beans, and they tell us that we have just about ruined the corn farmers in Mexico with our corn. Dry edible beans, non-fat dry milk, high fructose corn syrup, and Mexican exports to the United States of sugar and certain horticultural products, as well as a lot of illegal immigrants, are now removed. Again, I added the illegal immigrants. You just can't read these without reading between the lines. But I will always apologize when I do that. Anyway, things are great and wonderful now. Now, here's what the economist in Canada is saying. The number of manufacturing jobs in Ontario, especially in rural areas, is declining. In 1985, there were virtually no food banks in Ontario. But now they're in almost every community. The number of people working at or near minimum wage is growing, while the number of extremely wealthy is also growing. Is that happening here in the United States? Amen, brother. Is it happening in Mexico? You betcha it is. This is exactly what NAFTA is set up to do. As a result, we are finding that our middle income earnings are shrinking in number. Our middle income earners are shrinking in number. The benefits of free trade agreements are occurring in the hands of a few. When a manufacturer goes to another country and pays low wages for labor, it doesn't pass that savings on to consumers. Sure it does. That's why you can buy your products at Walmart so much cheaper than you could a few years ago, right? Come on. Anyway, that used to be... Jobs that used to be provided in Canada are now moving to Mexico and Asia. The scenario is being replayed all over Canada as company owners threaten to move offshore unless workers take pay cuts. See, I don't know if our companies offered to take pay cuts or not. They just started moving when we heard that giant sucking sound. Free trade has become a race to the bottom. Free trade will only breed anger as the gap between rich and poor widens. Now, when we come back, we have a caller or two that said, hey, they did have a good job and they no longer have it because it's now been offshore. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters because they brag about something Derry done good, and like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who once worked as a bricklayer, but he threw in the towel. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephone. Jack. Hi, you're on the air, Jack.
Hi, Derry. Can you hear me all right?
You bet I can.
Well, I used to work at Briggs & Stratton here in Rolla, Missouri. And 4 years ago, they had some Chinese people coming in, and they were talking about sending the vertical and horizontal motor to China and have them build it, because it was going to save them $30 a motor. And the question that was asked to plant manager, is this going to affect our jobs? And the plant manager said, of course not. This is going to open up the market to all these billions of Chinese. Well, this year, December, they closed the last part of Briggs & Stratton. And then they had the audacity to say at the end of this newsletter from the plant manager, all personnel need to get in line with this corporate decision. So not only did they lie and take our jobs, but then they told us how to think.
What was the corporate? What do you mean get in line with the corporate decision?
The corporate decision is building a plant in China and sending the vertical line and horizontal line engines to China, and that this wasn't going to affect their jobs, and that all personnel, if they're going to work there, have to get in line with this thinking.
Okay, but you don't have a job anymore, right?
That's right.
Does anybody there, where'd you say you were, Rolla?
Yeah, Rolla, Missouri, Briggs & Stratton, they closed the plant.
Everybody's out of a job that was there.
Right, exactly. And then I had a credit card, and I was calling to find out what my balance was on my credit card, and I got Pakistan for service, you know, and customer service, and the guy couldn't tell me in English what my balance was. He couldn't even speak English, and I says, well, can't you give me somebody he could speak English? And the guy says, well, I can speak English. And finally, they gave me somebody else who was Pakistani, too. It was a woman, and she understood my question, so she told me what my balance was on my credit card, and so I closed my credit card after I paid it off, and customer service, they gave me somebody in America this time, and the lady said, they always ask you, why are you closing your credit card, you know? And I said, well, because you're outsourcing our jobs to Pakistan. And she said, well, we outsource less than any other company out there. And I said, so it's all right to steal a little bit? Is that what you're telling me? And she kept arguing with me. And I said, lady, you're going to argue yourself out of a job. And 2 weeks later, I called to make sure my balance was paid off, and I got Pakistan, and the guy said, we now take care of all customer relationship questions. So in other words, she didn't have a job anymore because Pakistan now took care of all customer relationship questions.
All right. Now, how many people work there at Briggs & Stratton in Rolla?
I'm not sure. I think it's about 400 people, but I'm not real sure.
All right, now, what are they doing today?
Well,
because I know you know a lot of them.
A lot of them are on unemployment, and then pretty soon the government will say, well, after the unemployment runs out, we got less people on unemployment now, you know, because the unemployment benefits run out, so it kind of makes them look good because there's less people on unemployment, but that doesn't mean they have a job.
Yeah, I understand. I understand thoroughly.
And another thing, I saw this little cartoon clip, and it shows this CEO of this company, and he's talking about going to China and sending their company over to China. And he says, you know, we shouldn't do that. He says, we should put America's interests first and jobs first and have that American spirit and not go over to China and make our slave labor. And then he says, just joking, you know. But, you know, George Bush Sr. was the one, after Tiananmen Square massacre, 2 years afterwards, gave China the most favored trade status after those kids were mowed over with tanks who were holding miniature statues of liberty. They were mowed over and killed. And George Bush Sr. gave China the most favored trade status, and now we got goods made in communist China with slave labor.
You know, I didn't see it, but someone was telling me, have you seen this thing that I think it was CNN did? You know, we used to call CNN the communist news network, but they've done a couple of things here recently that I kind of agree with. But someone was telling me they had gone over there undercover, and they were talking about making Christmas tree ornaments. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't. But I know this NAFTA and GATT is bad news, because as soon as they pass this NAFTA and GATT, I mean, 2 years before, I had a basement poured for me for a house I was building, and the crew was all white guys and one Hispanic guy. And as soon as NAFTA and GATT went through, I hired the same company, same crew, and they came out, and they were all Hispanics and one white guy after NAFTA and GATT. And then I went into another site, and they were all Hispanics. You know, whatever jobs we got left, we just let down our borders and let the illegals take whatever jobs we have left in America. You know, it's like, when are we going to put America's interests first and stop worrying about this global market that everybody's going to get rich on? And people are losing their homes because they're out of a job.
Okay, hey, I appreciate the call. I'm going to move on, but we'll be in touch. Let me know how things go. In the meantime, let's go to Scott in Nebraska. Hi, Scott. You're up next.
Hey, Barry. Concerning Hugo Chavez, there's an interesting book written by John Perkins, and it's called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I think it would shed a lot of light on economic foreign policy and how we bankrupt those third world countries. So you can look it up online, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and go from there.
Hey, we not only bankrupt all these foreign countries, we bankrupt our own country.
Well, correct.
I mean, what are we over $9 trillion now? I'm glad you called, because I'm going to move right into that. I have an article here. I've been holding it. I just haven't gotten around to using it. But thanks for the call, Scott. It's entitled "The Federal Reserve Is Scared Silly," and it says since the dot-com bubble exploded in 2000. And by the way, I got a call from a good friend of mine the other day, and he said, "You know, I just can't listen to you when you have Craig Smith on, because you guys are just, you're scary." And I said, I don't know what it takes to wake people up, because it's, we don't want to scare anybody. What we want to do is get people to understand what is taking place. Now, this article right here was written back in November, before we saw all of the things happen that have happened during the month of December. Let me see. It was November the 6th. So we had November and December to see what was really happening to the housing bubble, and to see what the Federal Reserves around the country, around the world, were doing. I shouldn't call them Federal Reserves. Ours is the only one called Federal Reserve. The others are just called central banks. But here's what this article says. And the fellow that they quote, a gentleman in here over and over again, that was the CEO, or no, he was the head economist I'll find it later on in the program, but one of our top banks here in this country. Now, it goes like this. Since the dot-com bubble exploded in 2000, one big thing has kept the United States economy going. It has not been manufacturing, exports, or any other form of productive wealth creation. It has been consumer spending. But now the consumer's ATM card may be close to empty. When the 2000 stock market bubble burst, central bankers injected enormous amounts of money into the world. Now get that, the world financial markets. And I've got an article coming out. Beth is at home working on it today on the Chronicle. But I go into detail of these different world bankers, the European banks, and what's happening worldwide. They're all doing the same thing. They're printing money as fast as they can print it and dumping it into the economy. And that's why the euro has come down just like the dollar has. And people say, yeah, but the euro is way better than the dollar. Compared to what? They both, just like the caller Jack said, we do it less than anybody else. That means you don't steal as much as the next guy. You're still a thief. These dollars are coming down along with the euro. The euro has dropped in value so much that the Germans are wanting to go back to the Deutschmark. So it's happening on a worldwide basis. Now, let me go back to this. When the 2000 stock market bubble burst, and this was written on November the 6th, central bankers injected enormous amounts of money into the world financial markets to try to prevent a recession and deflation. Much of the money ended up fueling the real estate market. Now, I hear music. It's a good place there to stop. Stay with me. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and your calls are welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Now, we're talking about how these banks, the world banks, and there are several of them besides the Federal Reserve System. We're talking about the banks of Europe and others. They ended up just putting money into the economy to keep things afloat because the majority of the economy today is just consumer spending. It's ridiculous, and I'll get to that in a moment or two. But the newly created central bank money allowed more people to afford homes, and home prices appreciated. Millions of construction, home supply, and mortgage financing jobs were created. Credit was readily available. Home prices made people feel rich. Many withdrawing home equity just like using an ATM card. Now, this is exactly what happened, and I've explained it over and over and over again, in the 1980s, or 70s, actually, when interest really took off to 20% was in 80 or 81, the early 80s. But in the 60s and the 70s, it's farm prices, farm land prices now, not commodity prices, farm land prices kept increasing. Farmers thought they were rich, and their bankers did too. You could buy anything as long as you were willing to mortgage the farm. Okay, it's the same way with the houses now during this period of time we're talking about. The Fed's printing presses didn't actually fix anything. It just ended up creating multiple bubbles. in the real estate and lending markets, and these two bubbles fueled a third bubble, unsustainable consumer spending. Now, okay, here's the guy that they're quoting in here so much, Stephen Roach, and he's an economist at investment bank Morgan Stanley. He says, he was a farmer chief there, he says a congressional report states over 2 million homes financed by subprime loans will go into foreclosure in the next 18 months. That's just the subprime loans. Other mortgage holders are also starting to have trouble. Subprime loans may only be a limited proportion of all mortgages outstanding, but they are a huge proportion of the loans that drove real estate prices to the record levels they are today. The whole housing market will continue under pressure. A huge chunk of potential home buyers are gone. In other words, the people that used to could just go, you know, and say, hey, I can get one of these subprime mortgages, so I'm a home buyer. When they're out of business, when they lose their home, they're not going to be buying another one, okay? So there's a lot of houses on sale. We just looked around in our neighborhood, and I live out in the boonies. I'm a long way out in the country, just smiling and shaking his head, yes. But, Jeff, there's, that I know of, three houses within less than a mile of my house that are for sale right now. And they've been for sale for quite a while. So, hey, this is, they tell me, and I stay out of town as much as I can, but they tell me if you go into downtown Jefferson City, Missouri, which is a state capital, they say there's a gob and a bunch of houses on every street with for sale signs on them. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services that you use. Once just a telecommunication service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy saving programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money on the services that you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
And we've returned just to show you how this housing thing is affecting not just the mortgage holders and the people that are losing their homes, but the rest of the economy. They tell us, and I'm quoting again this gentleman that was, I've already forgot who he was, and I don't have time to look him up, but he's been a head economist. And he said 40% of all jobs created since 2001 had to do with real estate and housing. Then he goes on to say that consumer spending currently accounts for 72% of America's gross domestic product. In other words, all that's 72%. That's not even that's over, way over two-thirds. He says in August, many banks, lenders, and investment funds begin reporting massive losses related to the mortgage market. Central banks around the world joined the Fed and responded by dumping billions into the financial systems to keep it from failing. Now, they keep telling us, oh, they're doing this. They want to keep people from losing their homes. They don't care about people losing their homes. I'm talking about the administrative people, the bankers. They are concerned about losing the banks. He goes on to say consumer spending is the last bubble. If that goes, the whole economy goes. And the final comment, he says, the economy may muddle along for a couple of years. The dollar still has some value left, but history is clear. No nation has ever devalued their way to prosperity. Let's go to the telephones. Jim in West Virginia. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. It's time to back to basics. Everybody's talking about manipulating money. Derry, in one sentence, how do you produce wealth as opposed to inheriting it, stealing it, or printing it?
You have to produce it. There's only a few things that are wealth. I was watching something the other night. They had this old farmer on from Russia, and he says, they called me a businessman. He says, I'm a farmer. I produce something. Businessmen don't produce anything. They just buy someone else's production and resell it.
Here it is in one sentence. Words of Adam Smith, you take something of little or no value and increase its value as a result of human endeavor. And if your job does not fit that description, you're not producing wealth, you're consuming it. And that's a word to the wise, to the wealth consumers who manipulate and steal and print.
Well, you know who they are. I mean, we can see what's going on.
Yes, but if somebody will etch that into your head, if we're concerned with wealth production, after this whole thing unwinds, we're going to have to rebuild our wealth production, and that is the key to it, taking something of little or no value and increasing its value as a result of human endeavor.
And we have a bunch of politically correct, ecologically correct people out there that won't let us get real wealth.
Manipulators as opposed to producers.
That's right. But real wealth comes from the land and comes from labor. That's the only two places it can come from.
Also, every bit of wealth is dug out of or grown out of the ground, according to Adam Smith, 1776.
It is. There's no doubt about it. And here, what do we let our forests burn up. We can't mine because, you leave a hole in the ground, and that'd be a terrible thing to do. So I don't know where we go from here.
Well, it's just back to basics. I hear about all this manipulation of money and all this smoke and mirrors. And if we put this into our head, we have to produce wealth again in this nation. And our wealth-producing infrastructure has been destroyed by the New World Order starting about 50 years ago. I've been awake for four decades. And I will tell you dead seriously, unless we start producing wealth, real wealth, as opposed to manipulating it, we are sunk. And after we get rid of all these policy problems, we have to rebuild our industrial and our agricultural infrastructure. And I thank you for all of your efforts.
Hey, thank you, Jim. And we're out of time. So it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you.
since 1999.